This is a Christmas Eve Advent reading. Four candles are already lit. Though waiting sometimes seems hard, Jesus is worth waiting for. Our hope and waiting through Advent has been worthwhile. Tonight we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus' birth is a time of joyous celebration, as angels and shepherds rejoice, so do we. God shows love for us in a surprising way, sending Jesus as a vulnerable, dependent baby. During Advent, we have lit candles calling us to hope, peace, joy, and love. Today, we light the Christ candle as we sing, Infant holy, infant lowly.
2, 3. Say together, thank you, God, for giving us your love in Jesus. Amen. Welcome, everybody, to the Vines Uniting Church this evening. This is our Christmas Eve service. And who's excited about tomorrow? Will there be presents?
Yep.
And I hope you get what you need. Tonight we're celebrating the birth of a king, and we will tell the story as told in Scripture, and throughout it all we will sing, because singing is good. Did you know God says that in the Bible? But we begin with tonight. I'd like to just share a short story to begin with, and it has a lot to do with what tonight's all about. So the other day, an elderly gentleman went to a card shop and he was picking out a card for his wife. He was a bit short-sighted, and here he was at the card rack fumbling through the section marked birthday. Then looking down the line, he found wife. And he searched through a number of cards, and it was obvious by the look on his face that he was a bit confused as to what was the right card. He read a few, but finally, out of frustration, he just chose one. It was pretty because it had flowers on the front. So he took it to the counter, paid the lady, and off he went. And at home now, and with his unique handwriting, he scrawled at the bottom, "Love, Pete," and gave it to his wife. But do you know, in his heart of hearts, he didn't really say what he was truly feeling. And why? Because in reality, it's not always easy to express oneself. Imagine this. If your partner came up to you one day and said, "You're the glue that holds my whole world together, and if it wasn't for you, I'd just fall apart." Sue, "You're the glue that holds my whole world together." That's my wife, by the way. I'm sure our elderly gentleman wouldn't have said that But I do believe that his wife knew it anyway. Yes, sometimes it's hard to say the words that are really inside, but maybe they don't always have to be said. And why? Because love says it all. Did you know God tried right throughout history to tell us what he wanted us to know? He sent his prophets, he sent teachers, and they tried to tell us. And maybe we thought about God's justice and the law, the Ten Commandments. Maybe we thought if we do bad things, then we're going to be punished. But the part that God really wanted us to know is the part that says, "Oh, how I really love you." To some, God seems far away. But the truth is, before time began, God had a plan, and he said, "I know what I'll do. I'll send my love right down there where they are, where they can see it and touch it and know it. And I'll send it as this little, tiny, vulnerable baby, so they can know him and hold him close." God's love in a baby blanket. And my Bible says the Word became flesh and lived among us, and of course it's talking about Jesus Christ. It says we will see his glory, the Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the story of Christmas has been told in many different ways. But how like God to send an ordinary baby, how like God to choose to limit himself to our bodies, our language, our time and space. How like God when we were broken to choose to walk with us and make us whole. If Christmas means anything to anybody, please know the love gift that God sent in his Son. And when we do, and as we unwrap and see the truth of Jesus, I hope we can hear God speak his words, "Oh, how I truly love you." I'm going to ask the band to come back again, thanks. You know, in my experience, when that truth hit home, finally sunk in, they weren't just words on a page anymore. No, they changed my heart. They changed my life. And I hope that tonight we can sing a song. Well, let me say, Jesus put a new song into my heart. Let me say that he showed me a life of harmony. That he gave me a huge family, not only in this room, but in other churches as well. And where I was hurting, he brought me joy. My prayer is tonight we will know that joy. Please stand as we sing. Just a warning, this song gets a little bit quicker as it goes along.
Sorrow into dancing. Stranger tears, a sadness into rivers of joy.
Give God a clap, everybody. We begin our scripture story now. Thanks, Jenny.
The first reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35. A virgin conceives. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name, Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. "Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you." She was thoroughly shaking, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, "Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He will be great, be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "But how? I've never slept with a man." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God."
Amen. Can you imagine that? I mean, it is way beyond any realms of normality as we know it. And it is one thing to have a virgin birth, but to give birth to the Son of God is just mind-boggling. But Mary did. Shall we sing? And it's pretty hard to remain seated when to sing this song, so I'm going to ask you once more, please stand. Please be seated, everybody. So Joseph and Mary, who was now pregnant, had to go to Joseph's ancestral town because of a census. Let's see what happened there. Thanks, Cheryl.
The second reading comes from Luke, verses 1 to 7. Luke chapter 2, sorry, verses 1 to 7. The birth of Jesus. About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census where Quirinus was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judea, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the hostel. This is the word of the Lord.
So Jesus was born just as the angel did say. I know what it's like to see your firstborn child being born. And it's hard to put into words. It's a miracle in itself, isn't it? Now, I would ask that you would simply listen to what's about to unfold, and please remain seated as you hear it. Sorry.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? The child that you deliver will soon deliver you.
What is this seed which God has planted? Unasked, uncompromised, unseen, unknown to everyone but angels, this gift has been. And who am I to be the mother and to give my womb at heaven's behest, to let my body be the hospice and God the guest?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
Oh, what a risk in such a nation, in such a place, at such a time, to come to people in transition and yet in prime. What if the baby I embody should enter life deformed or strange, unable to be known as normal, to thrive or change? What if the world, for spite, ignores him, and friends keep back and parents scorn, and every fear of every woman in me is born?
The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, The dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb.
Still, I will want and love and hold him, his cry attend, his smile applaud. I'll mother him as any mortal, just like God.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Mary, did you know?
All the events to follow were enormous. It was obvious. This wasn't just a minor event. More people were to learn of this mark in history, including some shepherds. And let me say, at first, these shepherds were terrified. But an angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, news that brings joy." And oh, in today's world, don't we need some good news? Just like a true saviour can bring.
Our third reading this evening comes from Luke chapter 2. Verses 8 to 20, an event for everyone. There were shepherds camping in the neighbourhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed all around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I am here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everyone worldwide. A saviour has just been born in David's town, a saviour who is Messiah and Master. This is what you are to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to all men and women on earth who please him." As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. "Let's go to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." They left, running, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angel had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had seen and heard. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told. This is the word of the Lord.
God made it very clear this birth had huge implications to mankind, to all of us. Even the number of angels, 10,000 in all, testified to that. Can you imagine 10,000 angels above this church, all singing at once? The sound would have been amazing. Let's sing with them, shall we? This song we're going to sing now is a medley, but I'm sure the two songs that it involves are quite familiar to you. And see if we can outdo the angels. What do you reckon? Please stand.
Christ, a newborn King, come.
wonder, can we sing that without music, that last chorus? The come, come, oh. We've got people shaking their heads. Let's try it.
Come and worship Christ the newborn King.
Seated, everybody. I think we match the angels, don't you? So the shepherds went to see Jesus. Mary and Joseph were overjoyed at his birth. Angels were rejoicing in heaven. And finally, some high officials, scholars, we know them as the Magi or Three Kings, came to see Jesus. They were overcome, bowed before him, gave him presents because they knew Jesus really was the King.
Our fourth reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judah territory, this was during Herod's kingship, a band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked around, "Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn King of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on a pilgrimage to worship him." Instructed by Herod, they set off. Then the star appeared again, the same star they had seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and worshipped him. Then they presented gifts of gold, frankincense, myrrh. In a dream, they were warned not to report back to Herod, so they worked out another route, left the territory without being seen, and returned to their own country. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I wonder if each person that met Jesus that night could have said, "What child is this?" I'm praying that tonight we can experience that same awe, that same wonder that Mary did. And in fact, if we were there, we too could have said, "What child is this?" I'm going to ask you to stand one more time as we sing that song, "What Child Is This?"
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, who angels creeping and the street while shepherds watch the keeping? This is Christ the King, who shepherds God and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him presents
Father, we thank you, Lord, that tonight we can come to celebrate your King, the King of this world. Father, that Jesus came that to change things, Lord, to change the deal, if you want, to change the testament, so that those that believe in him, Lord, will be saved for eternity in heaven. And change our lives for the better, Lord, as many of us here have experienced already. And I pray, Lord, that if there's anybody here that's not quite sure about Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that your Holy Spirit now would just manifest and move upon the hearts of all of us, that we would know that even more, Father, and that this church would be a beacon north, south, east and west to share the gospel, to share the love, and that Jesus will become known so well in people's hearts and minds. And we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Praise, praise a song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy for Christ is born, the babe, the son of Mary.
Amen. Please be seated, everybody. As we started the service, I asked who was expecting good things tomorrow. Still the case? We really do hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. It's good fun, isn't it, when you can gather, meet with family, give presents, eat too much. It is good fun. But as we found out tonight, the main reason for Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ. And with that, we finish tonight with that song we all know, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Do remain seated.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Have a great day tomorrow, everybody.